Chapter 115.2 Big Shot Dad Teaches How to Be a Good Person 5.2 Translator Zia, Editor Ellie. Instead of confronting Su Yuyang immediately, Luo Yuqin first called the bank to report her cards being fraudulently used by her husband, providing Su Yuyang's bank card details as well. Upon hearing that her husband was the one responsible for the fraud, the bank first confirmed if they were divorced. Luo Yuqin denied it, and the bank promised to investigate the matter and asked her to wait patiently. Then, Luo Yuqin called Su Yuyang. The first call went unanswered, as did the second. On the third attempt, Su Yuyang finally picked up. "What do you mean by all this? All that money was saved by her bit by bit, and there was no way Su Yuyang could have known about it. Why did he transfer all the money? She didn't want to admit that she had so much money in her hands, nor did she want Su Yuyang to think that the money was all earned by him. What do you mean by, what happened?" Su Yuyang scratched his ear, put his phone on speaker, and glanced at the TV. He had just finished showering, and now lounging comfortably on the sofa watching TV was truly enjoyable. After all, he had just been thrashed by that card battling game favored by young girls, and he wasn't quite used to it. "Why did you steal the money from my card?" Luo Yuqin, seeing Su Yuyang feigning ignorance, didn't beat around the bush. "I simply took back my own money. Before, when we were still married, it was fine for you to keep it for me. But now that we're divorced, it's not appropriate for my money to be in your possession," Su Yuyang replied coldly. "What gives you the right to claim that money as yours? It's all my money," Luo Yuqin screamed in frustration. "That money belonged to her. What did it have to do with Su Yuyang? How could he be so shameless? Have you ever gone out to work and earn money?" Su Yuyang sneered. "I may not have earned money, but I've been doing household chores for you for so many years, and I raised our child. This money is rightfully mine." Luo Yuqin stood her ground. In this household, she was the one who contributed the most, while Su Yuyang only needed to work outside to earn money. He hadn't done anything else. "Well, I've already accounted for those service fees for you. That includes all the clothes, bags, cosmetics you bought, and all the years you've lived off me," Su Yuyang retorted without hesitation. He wasn't bluffing. To settle accounts with him? Haha, he had the system as his cheat tool. With just a few words, he could easily calculate every penny earned by the original owner over the years, as well as every penny spent by Luo Yuqin. In fact, considering Luo Yuqin's extravagant spending over the years, she should be owing Su Yuyang money. He had calculated a housewife service fee for her, which amounted to a generous 8,000 yuan, not to mention her living expenses. She might not even be able to earn this much money if she went out to work, considering her profession back then couldn't find any jobs. It sounded noble to sacrifice herself to be a housewife for the original owner, but in reality, it was just because she couldn't find a job and didn't want to endure hardship, so she found a long-term meal ticket. The original owner's fixed monthly salary was over 30,000, but with bonuses and year-end bonuses, it averaged over 50,000 per month. He spent only 2,000 yuan each month. While Luo Yuqin received 8,000 for her service fee, their daughter spent 5,000, and another 5,000 was allocated for household expenses, leaving over 30,000 remaining. Of course, within this 30,000, half of it was spent by Luo Yuqin on various luxury items. After saving, they could only manage to save around 10 to 20,000. Unfortunately, Luo Yuqin spent even more money than he imagined, and in the end, they only managed to save around 100,000. Truly, she's a spendthrift woman. It was not that the original owner couldn't earn money, it was just that she was too extravagant. "Su Yuyang, are you trying to settle accounts with me? Are you even a man?" Luo Yuqin is so angry her nose is about to crook. How could there be such a despicable man? Break up and still demand a breakup fee from the woman? On what grounds? She wasted her youth on him. "Whether I'm a man or not, you know best. I'd like to know if you're even a woman." "You're right, I can't afford to support you. I don't earn enough money. Thanks for finding an even dumber fool and no longer dragging me into your pit." Su Yuyang retorted to Luo Yuqin without any pressure. With a woman like Luo Yuqin, he's being polite by not hitting her. "Give me back the money." Luo Yuqin knew she was in the wrong and couldn't argue with Su Yuyang. She didn't want to get into pointless arguments with him, she just wanted her money back. "All that money belongs to me. I've said it before, you're the one at fault, and I won't give you a single penny. As for the child, the 400,000 I took back today is her alimony. I'll send the tuition separately when she starts school, but other than that, I won't take care of her anymore. Su Yuyang made Luo Yuqing believe he was hiding the money in the study, but in reality, he had put some money into Su Linglang's small suitcase, ready for her to take with her when she left the house. This money might just work wonders. It all depended on how capable this mother and daughter duo were. Luo Yuqing was about to say something else, but Su Yuyang had already hung up, and when she tried to call again, she found she had been blocked. She returned to her room and tried to open her daughter's suitcase to find the 400,000, but she didn't know the password. And even if she did find it, it wouldn't be enough for her expenses. She spent the night sleepless, and the next day, before dawn, she dropped her daughter off at the school gate and went to see Chen Zong to figure out a solution. Even if they were getting divorced, she couldn't let all the money go to Su Yuyang.